place I'd rather be.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday that he wants Russia back at the Group of Seven summits of the world's leading economies, even though that still controls Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Moscow was booted from the group over its unilateral 2014 annexation of the peninsula. As the G7 leaders head to the French Atlantic seaside town for their annual meeting this weekend, Mr. Trump said it would make sense for Russian President Vladimir Putin to be part of that group again. Mr. Trump seemed unconcerned that Russia considers Crimea part of its territory. Instead of blaming, he did blame former U.S. President Barack Obama for Russia's takeover of Crimea. President Trump says he does not appreciate how Denmark rejected his idea of buying Greenland, so he canceled a visit to Copenhagen. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen had called the idea absurd.
I thought it was a very not nice way of saying something.
And nasty and inappropriate.
You don't talk to the United States that way. At least unto me.
His tweet canceling next month's visit blindsided the Danish royal palace. Frederiksen says she's surprised and disappointed.
I'd been looking forward to the visit. Our preparations were well underway.
And says the U.S. remains one of her nation's closest allies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump has sparked a new political fight with American Jews by suggesting they show great disloyalty by voting for opposition Democrats. U.S. Jews for decades have overwhelmingly voted for Democratic presidential candidates over their Republican challengers, including Trump, even as he won the presidency in 2016. But Trump Tuesday attacked Jewish people who vote for Democrats, saying that they are showing either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. In a move almost certain to trigger a new court fight, the Department of Homeland Security is moving to end a long-standing federal court agreement that limits how long immigrant children can be kept in detention. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The new Homeland Security rules would allow the government to hold families in detention much longer than 20 days. But Acting Secretary Kevin McAleenan says the department does not intend to hold families for a long time.
We have the prior experience that shows we were able to average under 50 days. That is the intent for a fair but expeditious immigration proceeding.
But Clara Long of Human Rights Watch says the move could result in children being detained indefinitely.
Children who have been detained for long periods of time experience trauma, suicidal feelings, are exposed to dangerously inadequate medical care.
And she adds,
this is a move that would place the United States far outside of human rights norms.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The UN Secretary General will travel to the epicenter of an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo next week. VOA's Margaret Bashir.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres plans to visit the country for 3 days, arriving August 31st. His spokesman, Stéphane Dujarric, told reporters that Guterres wants to assess the situation and mobilize additional support for the response.
In the province of North Kivu, he is scheduled to meet with Ebola survivors and health workers during a visit to an Ebola treatment center.
He will also meet with Congolese President Félix Tshisekedi in the capital, Kinshasa. In July, the WHO declared the Ebola outbreak to be a public health emergency of international concern. The majority of cases have been concentrated in North Kivu and Ituri provinces in the country's northeast, but cases have emerged in other parts of the country. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The death toll in a suicide bombing at a wedding hall in Kabul last week has risen to 80. AP's Sarah Shackley has more details.
The report on the increased death toll comes as a U.S. envoy was set to resume talks with the Taliban on ending America's longest war. The initial toll in Saturday's blast was 63, but 17 people later died of their wounds. Interior Ministry spokesman Nusrat Rahimi said 30 people were in critical condition after the attack. The suicide bombing renewed concerns that the growing threat by the IS affiliate will mean little peace for Afghan civilians, despite the U.S.-Taliban negotiations to end nearly 18 years of fighting. I'm Zaria Shakli.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors. So relax, because I'm going to take you on another trip around Africa on disc. Later on today on the African Beat, I'll be talking to a young African entrepreneur that has decided to go back to Africa and see how she will help between Africa and America. And yes, she's building a school and she's doing business. But hey, we have to check her roots. But now let's come back to music, and that young guest that we have is Snazzy Lily. She'll be right here to talk to you. And now let's get on with our music as we start off today from Ghana with a beautiful traditional music with a striking voice of Nyonwofia. And this is done for us by the Agoso Band of Ghana. And the title of the track is 17 Days. Yes, that's what we're going to start off with today, 17 Days. And right after that, Sina Sumbuya, the son of Salif Keita from Mali, and Queen Abe by Professor Kpakpakpa from Liberia, who is currently based in Abuja, Nigeria. This is from his latest album, Queen Abe. But right now, 17 Days, the voice of Nyonwofia and the Agoso Band of Ghana.
I was 6 times 10. yeah.
Ramsey on the beat.
Professeur Papa, Professeur Sandlack, avec la participation de Blessing Tomato.
By Professor Kwakwaka of Liberia, based in Abuja, Nigeria. And right before that, Sina Sumbuya, the son of Salif Keita from Mali, and 17 Days by the Agosso Band of Ghana. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. But later on the show, we'll be talking to Snazzy Lily, a young entrepreneur who happens to be the daughter of one of Sierra Leone's finest actors, a Hollywood actor that was in the movie Amistad. That is Stephen Conte. Yes, in the movie, the blockbuster Amistad. And the daughter of that great man is going to be right here to talk to us. So stay close and don't go away.
name's Dena Dennis of Stygos, all the way from South Sudan. I always listen to the African beat with David Bebek on the Voice of America. Welcome back, and let's do it together this time. The sound of Taviel from Cameroon is coming up next, and right after that, Ndombolo by Sinazuyo. But let's do it together now and enjoy the music. I'll be right back.
Arriba, bailar conmigo, la libertad. Porque tu bienestar es lo que importa.
Lost knowledge, more mileage. We bled for blood diamonds. Yeah, we bled often. Sacrifice an offering. Life can get cold like you live in Boston. But if we come together, keep it running, then maybe one day we can make some progress. Ay. Maybe one day we make some progress. So before we roll the dice, better be cautious. Ay. Better be cautious. Now look at us, we flossing. I don't want to see my brother in the coffin. We need less hate, more loving.
Cantare.
Yeah, yeah.
Cantare.
Yeah, yeah.
Si se puede, si se puede. Come on, let's do it together. Cantaré, cantaré mi vida en su vida. Si se puede, si se puede. Come on, let's do it together. Come on, let's do it together. Come on, let's do it together.
Permanecemos unidos, incondicionalmente todos. Amamos esta tierra.
Dombolo by Sinazo and Let's Do It Together by Taviel of Cameroon. This is the African beat on the Voice of America. When I come back, my guest, Nazi Lily, the daughter of Sierra Leone and Hollywood actor in the Amistad, Stephen Conte, will be right here to talk to me.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Welcome to the African beat on the Voice of America. Today I have a guest who is a young African or Sierra Leonean entrepreneur. On the beat today, we're going to be talking about how our young people are using their talent to do business here in America and back home in Africa. And so with me in the studio, I call her Snazzy Lily, but she's going to tell you all about herself. Welcome to the African beat, Snazzy.
Thank you. Thank you so much, David.
Yeah. Okay. When people say Snazzy Lily, and that sounds so musical, some people want to know, what's your real name?
Okay. Real name is Lillian, Annie, and of course Titi, which are all combination name from my aunt and both grandmothers. So I am a blessed child.
You were named after your aunt and both grandmothers, your paternal and maternal?
Both. My dad and my mom made sure I got both.
Okay, now that you just mentioned your dad, may his wonderful soul rest in peace. I know your dad, Stephen Conte, he was popularly known as American Steve.
Right.
You know, a wonderful comedian, a supporter of Eastern Lions, and a proud Sierra Leonean.
Yeah.
And he became a movie star when he moved into America. He featured in the great Amistad.
Yes.
You know, and that is one movie that, you know, he made me proud in that movie because he actually represented us in that movie.
Right.
So I want you to know that we are all proud of your dad. And we loved him so much. We were friends. We were very, very close.
Right.
You know, but seeing you, I can see the replica.
Yeah, I am a copy of my dad. And my dad, even before the movies, he was out there hustling. He did some commercials. He showed up in some plays. From even before he came to the States, I remember as a little girl, he went to South Africa, Eritrea, Ethiopia, and he would bring back goods for us from those places. And of course, you remember him acting
home. He used to be an actor too. We all acted together.
Right. I mean, so he was really working hard to become a household name. But unfortunately, at 43, somebody took his life. You know, but for me, as his oldest daughter, his legacy doesn't end there. A lot of what I do, I really find my dad, my maternal and my paternal, anybody that knows my family tree knows that I came from a family of education, but of business women who took nothing and made it into something.
Into something.
You know, nothing was given. Nothing was, you know, none of them, based on what I know and what I saw.
They did not inherit it from anywhere.
Nothing.
They worked for it.
Yeah, nothing. Like my maternal grandmother, I respect her so much that these days I find myself wearing things that she gives me over and over because she's old. She's an older lady now, and I pray God give her long life, but anything can happen. So I cherish every moment with her, but I remember, you know, as a child where Denton and Eden call her Fana Market, where she will go to Dovecot and buy Pepe Magia Bass wholesale and then bring it to the neighborhood.
Bring it to the neighborhood and
sell them in smaller portion and make a little bit of money. And I was good at it. And I she said I was luck for her. We sold and made money.
And you have used that experience.
Absolutely.
That you gained from your grandmother.
Yes.
Turning it into the kind of entrepreneur that you are now.
Yes.
You are living here in America, right?
Yes.
You're based here in America,
in Atlanta. Yes.
But you did not just sit. You decided to go back home and see how your own small business can be established in Africa,
yes,
in Sierra Leone to be precise, and you bring goods all to here.
Yes. Well, let me say this first of all. I always say this. There's so much comfort in America. If I follow the comfort that's here, I will never go home. Everything is here. But at the end of the day, my heart still cries for Sierra Leone. My heart still want home. I want a piece of home, you know, and I just don't want to sit here. There are other things I'm getting myself involved to make a change. Because, like I said, if we all sit down here, we not go home. Who is going to build Sierra Leone? Everything cannot just be dumped on the government. We as civilians also have a place, a role to play. So, I'm not a political figure of any kind. I support any government that is working towards the brighter days of Sierra Leone. It doesn't matter whether green, blue, or pink. When Sierra Leone prosper, we all prosper. We all gain, you know. So even though I'm doing business, but I'm also investing in other areas, which we can we'll discuss later, to
all
bring
right,
change.
Okay, we'll talk about that. We'll come back to that. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America today. In with our music, we're talking about entrepreneurship, and we have this young Sierra Leonean, Lillian, popular name as Snazzy Lily,
yes.
You know, who happens to be my guest. And you know, Lillian is my mother's name, right?
Well, see, and even my on my paternal side, that Lillian too, she was a shaker and maker, you know. So that name is not going to be carried for nothing.
And my
I
mom was in
business.
My mom was in business too.
Hey. You know, and my grandmother Auntie Ty, you know her. She was a stylist. She was a businesswoman, and I'm also a licensed master stylist.
All right. Well, we'll come back. Roles. We'll come back to Lily, and let's just take a piece of music, and we'll be right back. And I'll bring you the sound now from Sierra Leone, from the land. It's done by Dallas Banton, and it's called Rush Us. Fine, Bobo Den Lekwi.
Now then they rush us.
I know the ladies don't like that, but you know, that's the way it is. We'll be right back.
Higher level when we representing. One time pandemic.
No joke, man, tell you this.
Current time. Hard way cracking.
Fine time, bubble them like we. Now then they rush us. All them slay mama slay queens. Now then they rush us. Fine, bubble them like we. Now then they rush us. All them slay mama slay queens. Now then they rush us. Run there with the jeep and the sports car. Now then they rush us. We they eat chicken it's like keke. They still they rush us. Fine, bubble them like we. Now then they rush us. All them slay mama slay queens. Now then they rush us. Them see sleep on me, see me no. Where they make them whine, it's like below low. Other girl say she not like me no more. Other girl I ask if make she go low. Where them sleep on me, see me no. Where they make them whine, it's like below low. Other girl say she not like me no more. Other girl I ask if make she go low. Now I'm sitting like in chest. Tell me say the banter, now I'm bring you happiness. No pillow can sleep in on me breast. Now the titty make a no say country chicken a the best. Titty no go ever let me pump a lampo. Me no care if na lights lay up a lampo. Left the other girl them palabo. Whilst me and you they collabo. Whenever the girl a moving a body in the party, the man them a rushing. People are coming and telling me things. Say so many girl wanna rush me.
In a easy air. And this how we go, they rush me.
Fine, bubble them like we. Now then they rush us. All them slay mama slay queens. Now then they rush us.
Fine, bubble them like we. Now then they rush us. All them slay mama slay queens. Now then they rush us.
Run there with the jeep and the sports car. Now then they rush us. We they eat chicken inside keke. They still they rush us.
Fine, bubble them like we. Now then they rush us.
My own team no like for win. Now them fans still they rush them. So my own team been done die long time. But them fans still they rush them. Maybe then they wine and go low for we. And they suck like mambo low orange. But that girl and king can call low for me. But that they kick and solo for you. Me know you can get the family like you bogus. And it's how you do man make you no rush. Every pretty girl in the yard don't rush. Now the man then they rush them. Fine, bubble them like we. Now then they rush us. All them slay mama slay queens. Now then they rush us.
Fine, bubble them like we.
One day we the jeep and the sports car. Now then they rush us. We the eat chicken is like keke. They still they rush us. Fine, fine, Baba them like we. Now then they rush us. All them slay mama slay queens. Now then they rush us. And then we the jeep and the sports car. Now then they rush us. We the eat chicken inside like keke. They still they rush us.
Yes, fine, fine, Bobo, then like Queen, and then they rush us. Okay, Lilia, you were just cracking up when I played that song. I said, I know the ladies are not going to like that. But what do you think?
I love it. Matter of fact, some of my posts, that's what I use. Because when I'm in a keke, and I'm trying to handle my business in Sierra Leone, I'm telling you, I have these men trying to talk to me. You know,
and instead of you rushing them, they are rushing them.
Well, they are the ones supposed to rush me. I don't rush nobody. Excuse you. Fine, fine girl like me.
Now then they rush
now
you.
Now then they rush you.
Yes, indeed. The African Beat on the Voice of America. So now let's look at your business, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Now that you've established this and you're trying to help other young people look at you as an example, not because you're sitting in America, but you want them to see that, like you said, there's everything here. If you sit in your comfort here, you will not do anything there. So what do you do that you want them to look at and look at the good example that you portray?
Okay. So one thing that brought about this business venture was like my area in Atlanta. I think I know one or two Sierra Leone stores which are far away from me. So I try to get my cooking stuff, like the ogiri, the fish, the
palm oil.
I try to get it from this Liberian, Ghanaian store, Nigerian store. But to be honest, it is not catered for us. They're African foods. But they're not processed exactly like the way we process our things. You know what I'm talking about. Ghanaian food, they cook their own way, so it is processed the way they know it. Same with Nigerian food. So I keep thinking to myself, how can I get our goods in the hands of my people, you know, who are here and want to cook the same way and get the feel of home? You know, like we ogiri, come on now. You know they're not processing it like us.
Like us.
So this is how we came along.
Okay.
So the first time, of course, I went home to do my due diligence because as a business person, I have to make sure everything counts. I was just not going to dive in and start bringing stuff over. I had to make sure that me bringing things over is not going to leave me broke either. And two, I have to make sure it is with accordance of me bringing things here. I have to follow
the rules,
custom, and coming through the airport with other goods. And of course, Sierra Leone too, where I'm getting pretty much all of my goods. So of course, I went home first, do my due diligence, connected with farmers, connected with the government in different offices, because I just don't want to go and buy things and bring it. I one thing is, the bigger you get, people start being, want to check you to see. So we've done everything we can to register to be a legit business company.
So that one is settled.
Yes.
Now I want to look at you as a young lady.
Sure.
You know, as a young woman, you know.
Yes.
And like all the young girls that are fighting to say, I want to come to America. If I go to America, oh, this will happen, that will happen. And you, leaving the comfort of your home and say, let me go to the farms.
Right.
Let me go to the producers of palm oil. Let me sit with them as they pound it in the mortar.
Yes.
Let me see how they process it in the drums with fire.
Right.
You know, and what message will you give them?
Okay, and this is the reason why, again, my pictures shows me holding raw fish, because I'm at the wharf. It shows me where the fish is being dried.
You're doing it yourself.
Right. I have a team also. It's not just me, to be honest. I have a team, but I am very involved in every process because, first of all, when I bring my goods here, the standard of Sierra Leone and the standard of America, they are two different things. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Custom look at us, anything we bring from Africa, as if it's not, it's sometimes as if it's sub compared to their, you know, their standard here. So knowing that I'm from here and I know what they expect, I go home and I make sure everything is done according to
whatever they have here, whatever the rules say here. You want to match that.
I want to match it, because if anything gets thrown away or rejected, remember, that's my time, my money, and other people are depending on me too. And to be honest, I like that, because it makes me work hard. It makes us, not just me, work hard for this company that we're all trying to build. If yes, it's mine, but I don't own it by myself. We're a team. Without them, I'm nothing. And without me getting the stuff here too, they're nothing. So we're interdependent on each other.
Okay. In some cases, people will say, oh, we have tried that before. We have done that. We've sent our money and nothing came out of it. Uh-huh. How did you pull that off?
Oh my God. You know what? It's all about transparency, but that is my commitment. And if they trust me to pay for these things, my job is to get it to them.
To deliver. All right.
And that's how I'm going to keep doing and getting the support the same way you and I. Hey, look at me here.
Hey, Snazzy Lily.
That's right.
Yes, our new entrepreneur in town. This is the African Beat. We bring in everybody that is making Africa proud. And I want you to know that we are so proud of you.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
You can keep me secret. The way you love me so sweet. You do it seem not being sweet. Girl, I'm me and you feet. Oh. I could take you to Rome because you're romantic. Shaped like coke and you're fantastic. I just don't kiss you, but it's on it last week. Remember where we been, they play under that sea. Girl, your love is unconditional, oh. Girl, your love is supernatural, yo. If you not the cream, I go rub you by me body. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, pose for me, like I spend the money. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause nobody love me like you do. Nobody treat me like you do, mama. Nobody love me like you do, mama. You make her feel alright, oh. Now you know me, it's right. You make her feel so nice, oh. Now you know me, it's right. You make her feel alright, oh. Now you know me, it's right. Everything so nice, oh. Now you know me, it's right. Girl, now you can lay about me. Anytime I see you, I need me. Girl, now you can lay about me. Anything I want, girl, you dey give me. When I look into your eyes, all I see is super loving. When I look into your eyes, all I see is unconditional love. Baby, give me your loving, you. Maybe I need your touching, you. I could take you to Rome cause you're romantic. Shaped like coke and you're fantastic. I just don't kiss you, but it's on like last week. Remember where we've been, they play on that. You know me, it's right. You make her feel alright, oh. Now you know me, it's right. You make her feel so nice, oh. Now you know me, it's right. You make her feel alright, oh. Now you know me, it's right. Everything so nice, oh. Now you know me, it's right. Fantastic.
just don't kiss you, but it's on it last week.
You know, when I look at you, I see your father in you. You know, I see your mom.
Yes.
You know, okay. But who in your family is taking after daddy?
Well, I have my younger brother. Who is doing acting. He's very, very involved in California, Joshua Concept. And he's into plays. He's into doing little skit. And, you know, I pray he gets there because he's representing. He's a replica of my dad, too. He's silly, but in a funny way.
Yes,
and he's in college also, in theater. So, you know, and all of us are doing something. We're not just sitting.
I am happy at least somebody is taking after my brother.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I've gotten one or two nods, but
Let's say somebody come up to you and say, "Hey, Snazzy, I have this role and I want you to try it." What do you think?
I always say never, say never.
Watch out.
If I'm in the right place at the
right
time.
Somebody's coming to knock at your door.
Amen. Amen.
You know. All right. The African Beat on the Voice of America. We take a quick break, and when we come back, our guest will say bye-bye to us. But let's take a quick music break, and we just go through that, and I'll be right back on the beat.
Baby, you're bossing my brain. Ooh. Baby, you take over me too. You make me dancing, girl, it's just for you. My love, I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I know go make you go so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop loving me. Oh, na 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 na.
This is a song for all the girls. All the girls in the building.
Na 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 na, yeah. Arabadi di bam pam pam pam.
Baby, tell me what you think about it. I keep singing, telling people what you mean to me. If it wasn't for you, don't know what my life would have been. Darling, you're so true, and there's nothing I won't do. So I go there for you, spend time for you, and keep on for you. I'm for you, design I'm for you, tell you make I'm for you. So I go day for you, spend I'm for you, and keep I'm for you. I go clean I'm for you, design I'm for you, tell you make I'm for you.
Baby, you pass in my brain. Baby, you take over me. Oh, you make me dancing, calypso's for you. My love, I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I know go make you go so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop. One, baby, I want you to strip down, shake up your bum bum. Two, if I spend my money, will you dance for me? Three, scatter the place like a upline piranha. Four, if I give you something, will you be there, baby? Oh, ciao, Panama. One, two, two, your Panama. Every day I dey keep on doing my Panama. Baby, love you, you love me, Panama. Ah, Jack, yeah, oh, Panama. Oh, I love you, sweetie, Panama. Dancey, dancey for me, oh, Panama. I love you, baby, oh, my sweetie, Panama. Baby, you pass in my brain, oh. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dancing, calypso, for you. My love, I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I know go make you go so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop loving me.
Not tell on that woman that I'm too sexy. Every day you are gonna drive me crazy. Me not gonna left your body, no, no. Every night I'm on a battlefield more. Are you alone? No, I fi do it. Tenderness to make me body complete. Move it down from the bed, come down to the floor. In the bathroom, like go back up on the wall. They love me up for you, woman, and never ending. Me want you know, say. Don't make me love you up till early morning. I love you so bad, you can take all my money. Good boy, now I have no room for regrets. Now I have no shoes in my closet. I'm social love, as all the things set. You wicked and bad, so glad we connect.
All right, welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. My guest is Snazzy Lily. Her real name is Lillian, just like my mother.
Ooh. And my grandmother.
And your grandmother.
And my auntie.
And your auntie. Oh my God. This like, hey. It's like, am I actually in your family?
Hey, we're family. That's what we should be thinking.
That's it.
You know, we all hold each other, help each other. I always say there's enough to eat, to be honest.
You got it. Okay, now, you know, I must commend you for what you're doing as a young lady. You know, you have your kids, and you know, I'm really proud of you, first of all.
Thank you.
As a very good mother who is taking care of those wonderful ladies that you have.
I have to, and I have to be an example.
I see
them.
You and them all the time, all the time.
They're my best friends.
That is awesome. That is awesome. We're going to send a message to them. But with all this, what is next for you, Snazzy? I know you have people that are working for you there,
right.
People that you pay, right. So you are already creating employment.
Oh, yeah.
But there are other things that are out there. So what is there again that we will see your hands on?
So another business I just recently opened is a money transfer business. How can I go to Sierra Leone and take out the goods and make profit and not turn back and give back? That's how I look at it from me. I could have just made profit and keep going. My dad was about community. My grandmother, who I recently made a post about, was also about community, where she will flip, you know, her little money, but she will give to the community. She was like the little lone person, even though she didn't have any formal education. And she paid so many school fees. Same thing with my grandmother, Taiwo Annie Williams, may her soul rest in peace. So I'm coming from this line of strong women who somehow gave back. And I looked at myself, how can I take out from Sierra Leone, but turn around and give back? So, of course, my recent travel, I've secured some real estate, and one of those land that I have, I'm going to build my first primary school. It's going to be a private school, and it's going to be equipped just like the schools here.
Just like the schools here.
Yeah, with computers, library. They will be taking field trips. And one important thing I want the student body to have is to know our heroes. You know, in America, when I went to school, they only teach us about white America, only Black History Month, a little bit of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, and sometimes it's not even done in a positive light. You know, not all of them. So we're going to teach them about Thomas Sankara. We're going to teach them about Lumumba. We're going to teach them about Kailondo. We're going to teach them about Baibue. We're going to teach them about Martin Luther King. So they know they have a range of Black people who have been fighting for us to get to where we need to go. And about a certain percentage we're working on that are going to be on scholarship at my school.
All right.
So all this is being done on me. I haven't taken any loan or begged or anything. So far, God is guiding us. I mean, when it comes to that, I am never afraid to ask for help. But right now,
everything is on you.
Everything is on
the
me.
Company.
Yeah, we thank God.
All right.
You know, and me and my company.
You and your company.
Team,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much. It's been such a wonderful pleasure having you here.
Absolutely.
And I wish you good luck. And
thank
I hope the young ladies or young girls in Sierra Leone or across Africa will hear this and they will look at you and say, wow.
Thank you.
If she can leave all the comfort of her home in America and do this, I can do it.
Absolutely.
And I can also move and see how we can help other people.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And I wish you all the best. And as you go back to Atlanta, hope that anytime you come down, you will remember us.
Absolutely. And I just want to thank you and a big kudos to all the audience.
All right. Thank you. And well, this is the African Beat. My guest was Snazzy Lily. Lillian is her real name, Lillian Conte. And she's a Liverpool supporter too. She
Absolutely.
Supports Liverpool.
That's
we never
right.
walk alone.
We don't.
Yes.
And obviously, as you can see, we're not working alone.
We're not working alone.
We just pick the right people with the right mind to work with us.
All right. Don't go away. I'll be right back. But let's enjoy some quality time and some quality music straight from the continent that we love, Africa.
Absolutely.
Because this is the African Beat.
Baby, where don't walk me at? Where don't make me feel it? I'm not fine enough.
I no get nothing for offer. So only party will look down on me. Way don't make me feel like say, my life no go become something. And they walked away. All the people will promise for help me. They say come up peace today. Tomorrow, next tomorrow.
And with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And a big thank you to my guest, Nazi Lily, and I want to say thanks to all of you again for joining me. Till we meet again, I'm David Van here in Washington, bidding you so long.
I'm looking forward to a brighter future. I'm moving ahead. I never stop for nothing. I'm looking forward to a brighter future. I'm moving ahead. I never stop for nothing. Some go come for stay, and some go come and go. The easy why someone go stay, now only God know. The easy why someone go go, now God himself know. Me brother, me I don't go regret. If you decide for go, it's happened for a reason. Now only God know. What do you get for no say? It's never the end, cause the downfall of a man know.